So, Philippe, you've just finished your stint in the race. You did a very, very good job for the Zeekr Motorsport team. You set the fastest time for the Porsches, of all the Porsches in this race. How was your driving?
Well, I felt great. You know, it was fun. I had a fun stint. The weather conditions were not so great. The groove of the track is very narrow, very, very small area that's dry. It never really seemed to improve. I think I was in the car for over 2 hours, I'm told. And I can say from the beginning to the end, I never really saw the track dry much, so it's very unusual. But, you know, Yokohama just, they gave me a superb set of tires for this. And I think we made a very good choice strategy. I think strategically we're driving this race very well. Peter has got to have a lot of credit for this. I mean, it feels nice. I hope, but I have a feeling the fast lap probably won't hold up, but we're pretty deep into the race too, so it's not bad. I feel good.
Is this because of the new RSR Porsche, or it's because of your experience and we are just proving more maturity in terms of racing?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to pat myself on the back. I will say I do tend to really enjoy driving in the bad weather. I don't know why. I see very well. I have very, very good vision. This helps, of course. We have very bad fog on top of the hill here at Spa going into Malmedy. For maybe 30% of the circuit, there's about 150 to 200 meters of visibility. But again, if you know your marks, I can see my marks. I use them. I've seen other cars just slide off the track, and it's just be a little patient and let them have their own incident, and kind of keep your nose clean. So the RSR is becoming a really neat car. You know, I drove it 2 times last year and just didn't quite like the setup, but I knew I liked the car, and now I'm getting my car. You know, I'd be really thrilled to have another weekend because we learned so much from the first out of the weekend to the race. The car changed big, and these are all new things to this team. New dampers to be working with, new suspension geometry to be working with, new aerodynamics to be working with, all of these things. So the first couple times on the track, it was like we were behind, and we were behind the old cars, you know, but now I think we're just gonna keep working our way to the front for sure.
We've seen a lot of accidents in this race, and we had the safety car for 2 times in during your stint. So Peter called you the king of the safety car at Spa. how were the accidents?
When I went out, basically, again, I go pit strategy. We made our pit on green. Here at Spa, you almost are guaranteed to lose a lap if you pit under the yellow because they have the pit lane closed. For the entire time that the safety car is out. It's very unusual. So we just got lucky. I went out, and I think on my first hot lap, my first flying lap, a big accident happened in Malmedy. I, of course, came on it, and you know, I was a little worried about debris because there was very much debris. It was a four-car incident. I believe 2 prototypes, a GT car and a GT1 and a GT2 car. Things actually got a little worse after that. It was a very long parade, maybe 45 or 50 minutes, I think, behind the pace car, of which our car just does not use fuel. So, you know, once I started racing again, I still had a lot of fuel left. And what's ironic is before the pace car came in, the spiker on pit out crashed. I mean, I have no idea what he did, but probably gave it too much fuel and hit the paint. And like I say, in these kind of conditions, you just know where to place the car, and if you place the car in the right spot, you can go very quick. If you get an inch or two off of this, or I should say 2.5 centimeters off, you will feel it. The car is going to start to lose grip, and of course, the further off of the groove you are, the faster you're going to lose that grip. And sometimes under overtaking, you know, I'm pretty good at just knowing when a prototype should have the curtain, let them through. You know, you see 2 or 3 of the best LMP1 cars in your mirrors. It's very easy to brake 50 meters early, let all 3 of those 3 through, and you'd be surprised. It might only cost less than a second of lap time, and it's perfect safe. And that's what this is about. You know, these are 1,000-kilometer races. I do 24-hour races. You know, you don't get anything until you get to the checkered flag, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucien. So.